Linda Estep, ESTEP, Linda, LYNDA, 10574. Today's 11:15. She's complaining, 47-year-old woman, married for years. Comes in today for follow-up of her diabetes. Patient is having symptoms of urinary tract infection. Patient has had numerous urinary tract infections in the past. That's why we're going to do an ultrasound of her kidneys today to check and make sure she doesn't have any hydronephrosis or stones. She's period. She doesn't work at this time. She is a housewife. She used to be in the Army, very active, but hasn't worked for some time. Patient is alert, awake, in no distress, having urinary tract symptoms, complains of a possible passing a stone on Friday, burning on urination. On urinalysis today, she has leukocytes and large amount of blood, period. Social, she smokes half a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't work at this time, long-term diabetic, pregnancy 10 times, 2 kids, surgery, C-section, rectal surgery, allergy, strawberries, latex, pepper, seeds, and adhesive. Medical problems, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, used to be on cholesterol medication, but no longer. At this time, she's only on Hemolyn R per insulin pump. Next number, using insulin pump, only medication she takes. She's an endocrinologist who manages that for her. Maintenance exam, mammogram is due, colonoscopy. She says that her husband is from West Virginia and he doesn't allow her to have colonoscopy, family history, diabetes, no breast cancer, no colon cancer, has had strokes in the past, family history of strokes in the past. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Did not get flu or pneumonia shot recently. Review of system, has had some nausea, abdominal pain, possible passing stones. The current DKA times 2 in the past 6 or 8 months. Blood in the urine, history of carotid stenosis, history of heart murmur. Has not seen her heart doctor for some time because he passed away. Would like an echocardiogram to check that. Also needs to check her carotid ultrasound. She's alert. She's awake, 133 pounds. She's lost about 10 pounds. During COVID, she gained 10 pounds. But this is pretty much her regular weight, 98%, 98.8, 16, 99, 125 over 67. Heart positive, stone positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows, no rash, shows left-sided edema, positive pulses, neurological non-focal, skin shows, no rash. Assessment, number one, abdominal nausea. Patient still has a gallbladder. She has a thickened gallbladder wall, otherwise within normal limits. Number two, she did have uterine fibroids before. It remains the same. As far as vaginal bleeding is concerned, this may be the problem. Number three, carotid stenosis. Number four, heart murmurs. Number five, echocardiogram with no significant change. Number six, carotid stenosis. Number seven, no significant change. Number eight, mitral regurgitation. Number nine, leg edema, multifactorial, not related to DVT. Number 10, peripheral vascular disease noted. Number 11, UTI. Number 12, bacterial DS. Number 13, may need a CT scan to evaluate for kidney stones. I did not see a kidney stone or hydronephrosis today. Next number's findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, look for nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or sign of symptoms of diabetic ketoacidosis. Next number's diabetes handled by her endocrinologist. Thank you.